lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the 11th juz of the Quran Kareem in Surah Yunus, Allah Tabarakala gave example of how a person's tawbah should be, how it should be before the time is up, and how there should be sincerity in the tawbah. It is not only to remove a small problem of this world, but it is meant to remove the major problems of the year after. In the next surah, which is Surah Hud, a lot of indication is given that this word tawbah will always move together with the word istighfar. In the beginning of the surah, which comes one page just before the 12th juz begins, Almighty Allah explains the principle or the cry that every Nabi alayhi salam came with to his people, Allah ta'budu illallah, that your worship should only be for one Allah. Innani lakum minhu nadhiru wa bashir. I have come to give glad tidings to the one who will do this. I have come to give warnings to the one who will not be ready to listen. Wa anistaghfiru rabbakum thumma tubu ilayh. And then after bringing iman on Almighty Allah, two qualities are needed. This is your shield. Istighfar, continuously beg of forgiveness from your Allah. Thumma tubu ilayh. Then turn fully. Return to your Allah. Istighfar means to say, oh Allah, I am sorry. To repent for what one has done. Tawbah means now to return back to Almighty Allah. By trying to uproot oneself, pull oneself away from the evil. If man has taken the rights of others, to return those rights. That's the crux of tawbah and istighfar. If a person says that I am too shy to make tawbah, then for istighfar there is no excuse, because istighfar, there is no promise in istighfar. In istighfar it is a child who saying to his father, a child who says to the mother, every time the child does wrong, he says sorry. That is the meaning of istighfar. Istighfar means man to continuously say to Almighty Allah sorry. Sorry on account of the action that was done which was wrong. Also a sorry asking for forgiveness. That the previous promise that I made, which was called tawbah, I broke the tawbah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as long as man continues with istighfar, ma asarra man istaghfara. As long as one continues with istighfar, he will never ever be called or recorded as one who was stubborn, one who was persistent in sin. Walau aada fil yawmi sab'eena marra. Even if 70 times in one day he breaks the tawbah, he pulled himself out, he went back in. So istighfar is a shield which man cannot do without. As for tawbah, to pull oneself out of a sin, a person will say, I am shy, I promised Almighty Allah I won't do it again, and I did it. In tawbah the promise is not to Almighty Allah. In tawbah the promise is to oneself, that one is firm, I will not do this. As for Almighty Allah, our promise with Almighty Allah is there from the beginning of time. Whether man makes tawbah or he doesn't make tawbah, every time we fall into error and sin, we are breaking that promise. So we have no other excuse or no other exit except istighfar and tawbah. The reason why we become short in istighfar is laziness. Someone doesn't want to take out the time. It is not shyness. Man has shyness. He tried to tell someone I made an error when the person doesn't know of the error. As for Almighty Allah, what error is hidden from Almighty Allah? At the end of this page, Almighty Allah says, Allah, listen well. Innahum yathnoona sudurahum liyastakhfu min. They are those who try to cover themselves, who put their stomachs together, who try to steal themselves, so that their actions can be hidden from Almighty Allah. أَلَا حِينَ يَسْتَغْشُونَ ثِيَابَهُمْ. Say to them that even if they had to put clothing over their bodies, that is completely concealed from the world. يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ. But from Almighty Allah, what is concealed? He knows what they make apparent. He knows what they hide. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. Almighty Allah is aware of what is in the heart. meaning the intention even before the action comes out. The world looks to see the action. You can hide an action from the eyes of people, but that intention in the heart. So there is no shyness from Almighty Allah, because Almighty Allah is aware of the sin. Almighty Allah is aware of the intention behind the sin. Rather, it is laziness that prevents us from continuously saying, "Oh Allah, I am sorry." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say 70 to 100 times daily, he would make istighfar to Almighty Allah. ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ, to uproot oneself from the sin. Man again says, "Yeah, I'm shy. How many times must I make tawbah?" It is not shyness, rather it is laziness, or man not being prepared to be brave. Tawbah is like a wrestling match. It's like a game of tug of war. You have to pull. When pulling, trying to pull the nafs over to your side, to get it closer to the qualities of angels, it's just a pull. Sometimes the nafs will pull you over to his side, and it makes us like an animal. Man again has to go back. No matter how many times we fail in our tawbah, that man has not failed as long as he continues trying again. With every tawbah, like how in a game or in a match of tug of war, the more that one pulls, the stronger he becomes. With every tawbah, with every effort man makes to try to pull himself, he becomes stronger and stronger. With the barakah of istighfar, he will find on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Tawbah," glad tidings for him who will find on the day of Qiyamah a lot of istighfar. With the barakah of tawbah, it will create strength in him. A time will come where he will manage to pull, he will manage to defeat his nafs. These are two unique skills which helps man on the spot. If man continues with istighfar and tawbah, forgetting the year after, forget spiritual power that will come to him, even physical strength, even the favors of this world, Almighty Allah says, يُمَتِّعُكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Almighty Allah will bless you with mata. Mata is that which every individual in the world wants, a saman, a provision to see to the needs of this world. However, this provision sometimes comes with a lot of problems. Sometimes it comes with a lot of barakah. When it comes with barakah, blessings, it makes everything more easier. It is called fid dunya hasana. Almighty Allah says, on the blessings of istighfar and tawbah, Allah will give you a mata', provision of this world, which will be hasanan, which will be full of blessings. وَيُؤْتِ كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلَهُ. And with istighfar and tawbah, according to your status, Almighty Allah will bless you with a spiritual strength. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا. And if man is lazy, man is not prepared to make istighfar and tawbah, then the Nabi of the time, in every era, was said, told to tell the people, "Then I fear that a day will come where you will have to be, where you will be asked, questioned, and you will have to face the results of your actions." With istighfar and tawbah, evil actions is wiped away. إِلَى اللَّهِ مَرْجِعُكُمْ. Everyone is going back to Almighty Allah. Allah got power over everyone. In the surah that comes thereafter, Almighty Allah gives examples of people who are not prepared to make tawbah. What they really thought they will do without tawbah, where could they run? The first is the example of Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. He was unaware that his one son was a disbeliever. Mufassirin write, "Kana munafiqan." Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam understood well that his one wife was not with him. That was why he was not going to invite her, call her onto the ship. As for his son not being aware of the nifaq, it was hidden. Like how our evil is hidden within us. When it is hidden, even if the world doesn't know about it, by Almighty Allah nothing is hidden. The ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam was the meaning of salvation. That man who is not ready to make istighfar and tawbah, he cannot walk onto salvation. Even if his father is a Nabi of the era, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam says to his son, "Oh my son, why don't you come onto the boat?" So the son feels that if I run high, I go to the top of the mountain. He says to his son, "Ya bunayyar kam ma'ana." Oh my beloved son, come onto the ship with us. "Wala takum ma'al kafirin." Your place is not with the kuffar. You are not supposed to be standing on that side. You are a person of iman. "Qala sa'awi ila jabal." A person who does not want to make istighfar and tawbah. He feels then, what else is there? There's no other exit. So he feels, if I go very high, perhaps there the punishment will not reach. He said, I will go to the mountain. The mountain will protect me from the water. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَا قَالَ لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمِ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ The answer was, that today from the decision, punishment of Almighty Allah, who is going to protect anyone, meaning except Almighty Allah? No one will be saved, إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمْ Except the one who Almighty Allah has mercy on. The high mountains could not protect the individual. Without istighfar and tawbah, man has no other place to run. No matter how high he wants to go in the world, meaning how strong he wants to become, with his contacts and the people around him, and he feels, now no one can do anything to me. Nothing can save man from the punishment of Almighty Allah, no matter how high he may be in the world. Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wa salam will repeat the advice that was given in the beginning of the surah. His nation was very strong. It was called bodily strength. Huge they were in size, putting their trust on the strength of their body without istighfar and tawbah. He said to them, وَيَا قَوْمْ إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ Continuously seek forgiveness from your Rabb, and now go towards your Rabb. Pull away from your evil. The result of it will be, يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا The heavens will open up upon you. Rains will come down. Crops will come. And if you are happy about your bodily strength, وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَىٰ قُوَّتِكُمْ Allah has blessed you with a physical strength in your body. With the barakah of istighfar and tawbah, Almighty Allah will bless you with strength. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahimullah mentioned that this strength means the strength of the heart. Because when problems come, even if the physical body is strong, problems settle on the heart. Worry and concern settles on the heart. Difficulties come to everyone in the world. Someone passes away, someone becomes sick. Having a strong physical body will not help with that day. The barakah of istighfar and tawbah, a man will be protected from depression. A man will be protected from gham, which melts a person. But istighfar and tawbah will do it all. Hazrat Mawlana Thani rahimullah explains, when Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, with the barakah of istighfar and tawbah, the heavens will open up. It had two meanings. One is the physical heavens, meaning the rains will come, and your crops will come. The other was spiritual. The spiritual heaven will open up. On your heart, such mercies of Almighty Allah will fall, that how normal rain makes the crops come out. That spiritual rain of Almighty Allah will make a'mal come out, will change your direction in life, will bring tawfiq to an individual. It all happens with istighfar and tawbah. Physical benefit comes to man. Spiritual benefit comes to man. Then whatever physical power you have, you will be aided with a now inner power. Your heart will become stronger. The difficulties which the people in the world see, the man who holds on unto istighfar and tawbah, he becomes like a man who's surfing on the waves. No matter how high the wave is, he enjoys it. He goes through it. He goes above it. Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all to be of the people of istighfar and tawbah. Every Nabi that came would say to his people, Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam would then go to the nation of Samud. They were a people who Allah tabarak ta'ala had given them that ability. They liked building their houses, carving out their houses. They took a lot of pride in their houses. Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam said, Remember Allah, اعبدوا الله واشتقوا عن الله ما لكم من إله غيره Besides Almighty Allah, who else is there for you? هو أنشأكم من الأرض From the land, like how you are building your house from the land. And how much pride you are taking and you say your house. But who made you from the earth? It is He who created you. واستعمركم فيها You are thinking, I'm enjoying living in the house. He says, it is Allah who gave you Umar. Who gave you life to enjoy this house. فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ Istighfar and tawbah, you will find Almighty Allah, إِنَّ رَبِّي قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبٌ You will find Him most close to you, responding to your every call. Istighfar and tawbah normally is meant in the normal world. You tell a person, repent, it means you are a sinner. But in deen, in sharia, istighfar and tawbah doesn't just keep a man as a sinner who repented. It makes man beloved. Inna Rabbi Qareeb. You will find your Rabb. You will find my Rabb. To the one who makes istighfar and tawbah, he is very, very close. Mujibun, responding to his every sentence responding to his every cry and call. However, they preferred to be happy and they felt that their houses will protect them without istighfar and tawbah. When the punishment of Almighty Allah came, وَأَخَذَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةِ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاسِمِينَ. When one scream was sufficient, and that very house which they thought would protect them, in the house they were found uprooted, flat on the ground, كَأَلْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا, as though they had never lived in these houses. Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wa salam will repeat to his people the same message, istighfar and tawbah, to come out of their filth. They had a filthy nature, a filthy trait. Every Nabi would go to the people and he would say, return to Almighty Allah. A person will say, but my nature is, I am inclined, I got a lot of shahwat. They had a very filthy level of shahwa, that they found no interest anymore in their lives in women. Their interest was only in other men, in handsome young boys. Even that, with istighfar and tawbah, the barakah of it, Almighty Allah changes a filthy nature, it makes it pure again. When they were not ready, however, to change, perhaps they were not believing that we can ever come out, or they never wanted to come out. Whatever it was, without istighfar and tawbah, when the punishment of Almighty Allah came, stones from the heavens, each one marked for an individual, the entire land, not only were they uprooted, turned upside down, it was made as a sign for the world. Today it is known as the Dead Sea. It is a ocean in which nothing grows, and the land around that ocean, it was pushed, it was lifted, it was turned upside down and pushed into the ground, completely upside down, because they had taken a nature that was upside down. Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salatu wasalam goes to the people of Madian. They enjoyed wealth, however they could get wealth, whether it meant cheating in the business, or whether it meant attacking the caravan. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Do not cheat the people. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Do not cause corruption. They used to attack the caravan. Money was the only thing. With istighfar and tawbah, everything would help. He would say to them, do not let it happen. لَا أَيُّصِيبَكُمْ مِثْلُ مَا أَصَابَ قَوْمٍ. He says, take lesson from history. There were many nations before you. They also felt they can do without istighfar and tawbah, without changing. What happened? He said, let it not be that that afflicts you, the very thing which afflicted Qawm Nuh, Qawm Hud, Qawm Salih. وَمَا قَوْمُ لُوطٍ مِّنْكُمْ بِبَعِيدٍ. Around the corner is the nation of Lut. As he said it to them, for me and you it is even more closer. The people of Salih, the people of Hud, the people of Lut, because every day in Quran, again and again we hear the name. Through Quran, Almighty Allah took us into the era, right into the era. We are hearing the Nabi speaking to the people. We are hearing the answer of the people to the Nabi. After so much of history in front of us, the same message is given. Let it not be that you also leave istighfar and tawbah, and you also get afflicted with what the like of which afflicted them. Nabi Shu'ayb alayhi salam says to his people, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Make istighfar, ask Allah for forgiveness, and then go fully towards Allah. Pull yourself away from the sin. Inna Rabbi Rahimun. You will find my Almighty Allah most forgiving. Wadudun. You will find him full of love. When the child says sorry to his mother, then the mother goes out of her ways to express her love to her child. How a mother can express, what is the mother compared to Almighty Allah? When Almighty Allah expresses his love, this is not to the pious servant. This is to the servant who made a major error. But with repentance, the mother has to show her love. With repentance, Almighty Allah expresses his love to his servant. With istighfar and tawbah, the work of man gets done in the most unique manner. But again, they also were not ready for istighfar and tawbah. At the then Allah Tabarakallah's punishment came on them. وَأَخَذَتِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا الصَّيْحَةِ. That wealth which they trusted so much, it could not help them. That houses that they trusted so much, it could not help them. The previous, that high mountains that they trusted so much, it could not help them. Where can man ever hide from the punishment of Almighty Allah? There is no protection from Allah except towards Allah. In Surah Hud, this message is given in a very loud manner. Allah Tabarakallah bless us all. We take this message to live with the two shields of istighfar and tawbah. How many times a man can say during the day, Oh Allah, I am sorry. Oh Allah, I am sorry. With this one sentence, you will find great salvation in the year after. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimullah, when a person wrote to him, my condition is not changing. So he explained to him, just continue every night saying, oh Allah, I make tawbah, I pull away from my sin. He said, in the barakah of tawbah, even if your life does not change completely as you wanted, and if you're not able to pass away as the kamilin, as those that are perfect, he says, minimum at least you will pass away from the ta'ibin, from the people who make tawbah. And he said, that is not very far from the level of the kamilin. That is also a great favor to be from the ta'ibin. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Almighty Allah, as He loves those who make an effort to remain pure, Almighty Allah also loves those who continuously return back to Almighty Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us from the tawwabin. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us all in His kindness from the kamilin, from the mutatahhirin.